Wizards coach Randy Whitman, the pride of Ben Davis High in Knapp, led his team back to his old stomping grounds to put that work in. Washington led the game from start to finish with the exception of about 20 seconds or less. George and Hill hit 18 points apiece. The Pacers held Washington scoreless for a stretch in the third, finishing the quarter with a 10-1 run, cutting into a 16-point lead. But Bradley Beal, money in the fourth with 14 of his 25. Ariza, the answer early, hit a total of 6 threes in the 6-point win. That ugly rumor is seeming to be true about a team star on the Pacers getting it in with Roy's lady. Roy held scoreless for the third postseason game. Played 17 minutes last night, 0 rebounds.
Wow.
15-12 for D. West, who reportedly got in Roy's face after the game. T-Mac tweeted he had as many points as Roy and rebounds.
Wow.
That was terrible. Game 2, Naptown on Wednesday. Coach Whitman, also a Hoosier, won 2 titles playing under Bob Knight. Back to Washington, first second-round game 1 since April 82, first win in Naptown in 13 tries. Out West, Cliff and Chris were playing together, 32 points for Paul. Clippers crushed OKC by 17, led by as many as 29. CP3 hit 8 three-pointers. 25 points for Durant, 25 for Westbrook. The two outscored the rest of the team by 3 points.
But did you see Westbrook?
What's up?
He left it. They went in a huddle, and he left the bench because he got mad.
They need more scoring from other players. You cannot have 2 players outscore the rest of the team. It just won't work that way.
It's on him. He need to distribute the ball. Get everybody involved first. If it don't work, then you start scoring. Yeah. He not even pass the ball.
I knew it was going to be a problem early watching that one. Hey, Donald Sterling gearing up with the best lawyers in town to fight the NBA for his team. Champs welcoming the Brooklyn Nets to town tonight in Miami. Game 1, of course, lost all 4 regular season meetings. That game followed by Game 1, Spurs hosting the Blazers. Broncos' Wes Welker had a good day at the Kentucky Derby after getting a stack of hundreds from the cashier. Dude started passing out $100 bills to strangers.
Wow.
At least 6 people got one. Houston's Arian Foster is looking more like Roddy White or Aaron Rodgers these days. Dude took to Twitter claiming to be the king of fun run, right? Challenged the guy who said, listen, I bet you can't beat me. I bet you your jersey you can't beat me. Well, Foster lost. Not once, but 3 times. And dude, Martin, never got his jersey. Martin from England claimed that he had Arian Foster on his fantasy team last year, but said he doesn't really follow American football like that. Jameis Winston completed his community service. Yeah, he did. Did 4 days, 5 hours a day for 4 consecutive days, mopping, sweeping, and cleaning equipment. And we all know he just took one for the team on that. He didn't steal those crab legs.